Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. Our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building. Kenya in Denver writes, I'm 48 years old and I've been married for 18 years. My husband started sleeping in his man cave because he had a bad back. He has a bad back and our mattress is just too soft. I'm not sure how a recliner is better for his back, but I don't want to argue. Why else would he prefer to sleep in the cold basement alone? Please help.
This you.
He got a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
He got a bad
it's
back.
You. It's you
and
too.
All you need to know is where the bad back happened.
Mm. When did it happen?
Bad back happened 3 years ago at 15. Year mark. Then that's when the marriage started going bad at 15. It's a combination thing. His back really is hurt. And that's the excuse to just sleep downstairs. Something about you in that bed and got on his nerves.
You make his back hurt.
And it ain't the mattress.
Yeah. It's you.
She said the mattress is too soft. Now, she did
that's what
say
he
that.
Told her. Mm-hmm. Could it be the mattress is too tough, too soft, or she is too hard?
Well, none of that's right. in here.
All right. All right.
Well, but that's why he in the basement. And that's why she done wrote the letter. Because the answer ain't in there.
Yeah.
It ain't in the mattress. It ain't in the recliner.
So what should she do because she wants help?
In the marriage.
She needs help.
Get a matching recliner and go down there and be with your hug.
Okay.
Mattress recliner.
I thought he was going to say get a new mattress.
Right. No, he said a matching recliner.
I mean,
that makes sense to get a new mattress. Problem solved.
Yeah.
But you're not fitting to do that because you so busy wanting to know why he won't get in this soft mattress. But then you prefer the soft mattress over your man next to you. Hello.
Uh-oh.
This man,
uh-oh.
Something going wrong.
New discovery.
So this is her fault. Oh.
No, it ain't her fault. It's not her fault at all. But she don't want to be a part of the solution.
So he didn't even tell her. He just started doing it. No
okay.
communication.
He said because the mattress is too soft. She never even thought to say, well, baby, let's just get a different mattress. Your man husband back hurting. He got to go to work. What's up?
But they got a bunch of hard mattresses, too.
You know what? Hard it's mattress. Called firm. They don't care about their mattress. What they write us for? We don't care.
Ricky in Saginaw. We're moving on. Ricky in Saginaw says, my boyfriend and I are looking at houses, and the house will be solely in his name. We're 24 years old and have been dating for 4 years. I want my name on the paperwork, and he said I can't be added. I can be added if we get married. When he said if, it hurt my feelings. Does that mean marrying me is optional to him?
Yeah. Yeah, it is optional to him.
They're doing this backwards.
Yeah. See, your name on the house, that's optional. Him marrying you is optional.
This is backwards.
You knowing when you're going to get married is optional.
Right.
You wanting your name on the paper on the house is optional. Mm. Everything optional to him. Don't be stupid. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't buy the house until you get what you want. When you going to get what you want?
Mm-hmm. After 4 years, yeah.
And see, everybody now, y'all just doing what y'all want to do when you want to do it. You ain't got no order and nothing. So, you know, if you do things out of order, everything going to appear to be out of order, period.
Yeah. All right. Brandy in Tulsa says, my mother runs a daycare and I work evenings there. My best friend's dad has picked up a 9-month baby boy twice. The baby's mother is 5 years older than me. And my mom says I should mind my business. Should I tell my friend about her dad?
No, you should mind your business.
This ain't got nothing to do with
that's
you.
That's why y'all daycare ain't full now.
Okay. Why?
You in the take care of baby business. You ain't in the take care of nobody else's business.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay.
What you talking about? He legally, he can pick the baby up. That ain't your business.
Listen to your mom and to the CLO, Brandy in Tulsa.
You gonna mess your money up being nosy. That ain't your business.
Wow.
Yeah. Her mom's daycare, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right.
The baby's safe and the payments is on time. That's your concern.
That's your business. Yes, that is her business. All right, moving on. Last one, Steve. To Nina in Philly. Nina says, I'm a modern-day cougar, and my man is 23 years younger. I didn't talk to him at all last weekend, and he didn't come by for dinner last Sunday. He popped up on Tuesday and asked me to pay his car note. Should I pay it or punish him this month?
What?
Rude.
I don't care what you do. You're just as stupid as he is. I don't care what you do. I don't
this
care.
This is crazy.
You're stupid.
She asked this question?
Yeah, a modern day cougar. What's the difference between a modern day cougar and an old fashioned cougar?
She ain't trying to tell us how old she is. Well,
the word cougar for one thing, Steve.
But she didn't even ask where he was last Sunday. Why is that question not in here?
He just popped up. He can just pop up at your house at any time.
And need a car note money.
Yeah, no boundaries.
Papa,
no nothing.
He know who you are.
Yeah.
He know what
Sugar
you
mama.
Are.
Sugar mama.
He don't owe you nothing. He ain't finna give you nothing. Y'all ain't going nowhere. You car note.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And this
probably
is
got a nice
man.
Little Camaro. He got some. Right. He paying
what
for
year,
it.
Tommy? Like 99 or 2000? Which one?
No, he did good 2016. He got some.
Oh. All right. So should she pay it or punish him this month?
I don't care, Shirley.
This month,
Shirley. I don't care.
You don't give a darn.
I don't about him or her.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but lady, don't pay it. Please, don't pay it.
Well, you been paying it. Yeah.
Which form of stupidity do you want to talk about? The new school stupid or old school stupid? Because that's
both
the same
of them.
Thing as cougar too.
Yeah, both of them. Well, they didn't really think.
Cougars.
Yeah, they didn't really use that term back in the day, but you know, it is a modern day term, cougar. She calls herself a cougar.
Okay. Huh? What else y'all want to talk about?
You threw it with Carla.
Carla, I was through with it when she first wrote in.
Yeah, that's
as soon
crazy.
As you read it, Shirley, I was done. There was nothing I could do for
I
you.
I know. Yeah.
Should
that's
I
really
punish
sad.
Him or pay it?
Yeah. Yeah. But she needs
so
to
should
know.
He come
she
up short
know.
And you come up short. She don't know what, Shirley.
She doesn't know that she's being stupid. Obviously.
She knows exactly what she is. She done called herself a modern day cougar. She knows exactly what she is.
All right.
Should I pay it or punish him? Either way, which one do you benefit from?
All right,
the punishment,
we gotta go.
He just gonna go where he was last.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.